Alex Van Pelt, what's in Drake May's way? Jacoby Brissett. Which I don't love that answer. Especially based on what we've seen out of Jacoby Brissett so far this preseason. It's Jones and Arcan here on WEEI. No Mego today. We did our last program with Mego yesterday. This was a scheduled day off for Mego all along. So Arcan and I finish out the week. Then we have some programming changes here at WEEI. If you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, a lot of places to go seek that out. We talked about it quite a bit the last few days. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. Just for the sake of accuracy, Brissett the last couple of days seemed like he had a pretty good day at practice. Curran said both he and Drake May give him a B-plus yesterday, but he said they were within shells, so how much can you read into it? Today, according to Mark Daniels, it was against the scout team defense and at a slower pace, not necessarily competitive, but stats are the stats. Brissett was 5-for-5 today in 11-on-11. He was 4-for-4 and 7-on-7. May was 9-for-10 and 6-for-7. And the one incompletion in 7-on-7s, he has a note that it was a drop by Kayshon Booty, which I could have sworn Tommy Curran told us yesterday he never drops a pass, but he dropped a pass. And so they both seem like they had good days. They both had strong days yesterday. Largely, Brissett's been underwhelming. And I don't really care what they're doing at training camp. I've seen the two preseason games. Brissett's stunk in both, and I think May looked fine in the first one and really good in the second one. Mm-hmm. Not to overstate how he looked, but I think he looked really comfortable, maybe is the better way to say it. Not really good, really comfortable. And there was potential for some real big plays. If Baker can A, stay in bounds, or B, catch, it'd be a massive day for Drake May.
Yeah.
Never mind just some of the little things that I like. Mobility, ability to throw across his body. Like, who was this saying it last week? Was it you or Mego who was like, I don't want to see him dump down? Was that you?
I have said that, yeah.
Yeah, he's been dumping down, and the plays are much more effective than what we'd see from Mac. You don't think so?
Well, no, dumping down.
He's dumping down on these passes to Jamichael Hasty and some of these other plays.
Right.
And he's able to make a play because the defense has to account for his mobility and his movement. And so when he starts to move in the pocket, the defense has to go after him. They can't just stay at home and say, ah, he's not going to go anywhere. He's a lumbering oaf. He can take off. He can run it in. He's mobile. And so they have to stick with him. They have to account for him. And I think that's freed up a little bit in the short passing game, which you never had free with Mac Jones. Number one, because he had no arm strength, so he didn't have to leave 5 yards away from the line of scrimmage. And number two, he had no real mobility. And so I think those are two things you've already seen out of Drake May and how they can make a difference. It's vanilla defenses. It's second and third team players. I get all that. But Brissett's going against vanilla defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Brissett hasn't gone against a starter yet. Carolina played no starters. Brissett and May were going against the same guys in that Eagles game. So same, level playing field. Brissett's look like garbage. May's look comfortable.
Yeah.
And so I put a lot of stock in that.
I would. I mean, I think that it's if you're looking at that and sort of trying to decide what's it going to look like against the ones, the only real thing we've seen for that is and we didn't see it, but the joint practice. That's the only time that anyone saw that. And both Brissett and May were just getting sacked every play, basically, is what it looked like there. So this may all be moot, you know? I mean, but going against a vanilla defense and going against the second or third stringers or whatever it is, you still have to go out there and not look overwhelmed. And I was expecting Drake May to look overwhelmed. It seemed like he was not progressing all that quickly. It seemed like this was going to be maybe a big reality check for him and for Patriots fans when he went out there against Philly, and it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't any of those things. And it wasn't amazing either. He should have gotten 50 more yards. And I'm actually a little worried about the Javon Baker thing because May looks for him. Like, that's his guy. Like, he's looking for Baker out there, especially when it comes to big plays downfield. And Baker's plummeting on the depth chart right now, according to all the beat writers, because he can't haul the ball in. So, like, that could be problematic for him. If he does that on Sunday and Baker can't catch the ball, then that's going to be, you know, I doubt that's a good way to win the starting job away from Brissett.
Well, again, like, if he's out there with better receivers, like, he's throwing to Javon Baker a lot because that's who he's playing with.
Right.
But if he's out there throwing to Pop Douglas and Polk more, that washes out. But I am curious about Javon Baker tonight, on Sunday, rather. Like, can he catch? Why is he tumbling down the depth chart? How does he look? How much is he playing? I don't think you want him to play a ton in the game, meaning without Brissett or May. If he's on the field with Brissett and May, fine. If he's on the field with Milton or like Zappe, bad sign for him. Doesn't mean he's going to get cut,
right?
But that means he is buried on the depth chart. Bad sign for him. You want to be playing, if you're a skill player on offense or a lineman, with Brissett and May. You don't want to be playing with those other guys. And if you are, bad sign for either your roster security or where you stand in the pecking order.
Yeah, and getting passed by the likes of Kayshon Booty and Tyquan Thornton,
yeah,
the guys who were at the bottom last year and didn't do much, you know, in that time to move up. And Booty obviously had his thing in the offseason. Thornton's been kind of a disappointment, or not kind of one, he's been a big disappointment. But if those guys suddenly are making plays and going out there, and that could be part of it too. Like, Baker's a rookie and he's a fourth rounder, and there was concerns about his drops in college in his last year. So I mean, this is the type of thing that happens, especially when that carries over into camp. But I'd like to believe that maybe there's something there. Sometimes it takes a couple years for a guy to bust out, and in the case of someone like Tyquan Thornton, I mean, did anyone expect any? I didn't even think he'd make the team. I thought he'd get cut before Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, I mean, look, I still haven't fallen for that trap. I don't disagree with what you just said. I probably would have assumed he'd be off the team before Juju. I agree with that. I'm not falling for Tyquan Thornton. Like, I have no hopes for Tyquan Thornton. The only thing I said about him all offseason is that he's bulked up. But that doesn't mean I think he's a good player or all of a sudden can play or won't get hurt or anything. I don't think he can play. And I've seen it. I know he's fast. I keep reading this from all the beat writers, which, again, I get it. You guys are down there. You need to write about stuff. I really question if they know what they're looking at. But Tyquan Thornton, speedster. Great. Got it. He was a speedster the day he walked into the NFL. What else? So, nah, I haven't fallen for him. But we'll see. It sounds like he's got a secure roster spot, according to some of these guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.